This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Francine, the storm is getting weaker. The tropical storm expected to ease down to a tropical depression as it moves over Mississippi. But it crashed into Louisiana last night as a Category 2 hurricane with 100-mile-per-hour winds, knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses, sending storm surge into communities, and raising fears of flooding in New Orleans and beyond. Firefighters are still battling those three major wildfires in the mountains east of Los Angeles, but they're hoping the cooler weather will help. There was a vigil last night in Seattle for a woman killed in the occupied West Bank. The AP's Donna Warder.
Hundreds of people gathered on a sandy beach in Seattle Wednesday night to remember 26-year-old Aisha Nora Aigi. The American and Turkish citizen was shot and killed by Israeli soldiers last Friday in the occupied West Bank, where she had traveled to protest settlements in the Palestinian territory. Juliet Majid was her friend.
All I know is I feel incredibly heartbroken, but to see so many people from so many aspects of her life here, how many lives she's touched, how many people cared just as much for her as she cared for them.
The Israeli military said Aigi was likely shot indirectly and unintentionally by Israeli soldiers. I'm Donna Warder.
They made history this morning in space, the first private spacewalk by civilian astronauts teaming up with SpaceX. More than 67 million people watched the presidential debate between Donald Trump and Vice President Harris. So, will there be a second debate?
Harris's campaign immediately pitched a second debate. Trump says,
"We're looking at it, but you know, when you win, you don't really necessarily have to do it a second time."
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. Did you hear about John Bon Jovi and the woman standing on the ledge of a bridge in Nashville? The AP's Lisa Dwyer has this.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer John Bon Jovi and a video production assistant persuaded a woman standing on the ledge of a pedestrian bridge in Nashville to come back over the railing to safety. Bon Jovi was filming a music video on the bridge, which remained open to the public during the shoot. Video posted to YouTube, but later removed, showed the assistant talking to the woman. Bon Jovi slowly approached, waving to the woman, and joined the conversation. Eventually, the woman turned around to face the two, who helped her over the railing back to safety. Bon Jovi then talked to the woman and hugged her. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And the winner is... Taylor Swift won the biggest award at the MTV Video Music Awards, Video of the Year for Fortnite. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.